All right, I do believe we are live. So, if you guys saw my post earlier, this is the one and only Brittany Anderson. She's been my mentor for over 4 years now, which literally that time blows my mind. I'm not gonna lie, 'cause when I started, I 100% did not plan to be here for 4 years. But anyways, that's a whole nother story. So if you know anything about color personalities, we are both very red. And what that means is that we are very, let's get it done. Let's grind. Let's go. There is no losing. Like, we will literally work all 24 hours of the day if that's necessary. And unfortunately for both of us, that's something we kind of realized that was hurting us more so than building our business. In the fact of like just our mental health and our health with our family. And so something that we both had a major shift on within the last like year and a half ish, I don't really know a timeline, but around in there is, something. So she said this yesterday in a different live, and I've literally stuck with this for the last day because it hit straight on. And she said, hustle with boundaries. And that's exactly what it is. It's getting the work done when it needs to get done, but like with the boundaries of keeping our family a priority. And you can keep your family a priority while not letting them be your excuse not to work. So that's a big thing. So I'm going to ask her a couple questions, and I don't know if she has questions for me. We're just going to kind of go with the flow and see what happens here. Okay. So my first question for her is that, did you have like a pivotal, like, oh shit moment where you realized that, like, dead realized you needed to make this shift in your community, in your personal journey and all that? Or was it kind of like a slowly filtered in and you were like,
That's a great question. I think it's almost like a combination of the two things of you start, like, you almost begin to not understand yourself. And what I mean by that is, like, your business is growing, you're getting more customers, your team is excited, they're making more money, like all the things are going right, and something still feels off. But it's like, I'm doing the things, I feel good, I'm fired up in my business, like everything feels like it should be headed in the right direction, and you should be like over the moon excited about everything, but something still feels like it's off, or it's misaligned, or it's missing, or like you just like, why isn't the circle closed? Like, why isn't this just rolling so smoothly? And for me, I started to realize that my interactions with my kids weren't positive. It was me being frustrated that they're interrupting me at work, or like, why don't you understand that I'm in my office and the door is closed? Why are you here? You know what I mean? Like, and I started realizing that like my interactions with my kids were like not what I wanted them to be. And when I'm trying to think back of like, what are we doing together on the weekends? There wasn't anything. It was, oh, we hung out at the house and played a board game, which is great, awesome, whatever. But like, if I'm working and building this business for time flexibility and to be a more present parent, why am I less present than what I was when I was working a 9-to-5 job? And so I started kind of piecing all of these things together of like, why are Evan and I fighting a little more than normal? It's because we're not spending any quality time unplugged together. We're not creating memories together. We're not going on date nights anymore. We're not doing all the things, which is the reason I started this in the first place. And so those things just kind of started coming up, and I had to just take a second and step back, and I'm like, if I have the money and the business that I want and I'm still not happy, something's missing along the lines. And so for me, that was being present with my family and creating memories and being an active present parent. And like you said, working really, really freaking hard. Like, don't twist this to what you want it to hear, where you just get to be lazy and then say, oh, it's boundaries or that's misaligned. You need to work really, really, really freaking hard if you actually want to build a business. But then you also have to have firm boundaries that you set and you communicate and you uphold. So for me, that kind of aha moment was just little piece by piece. I'm like, something just doesn't feel like as magical as it should when I have all the business things that I wanted. And so for me, it was just kind of piecing all of those moments together of like, something has to change, and then figuring out now, what does that look like?
That was literally like, I have goosebumps dead on, because that's how it was for me. Like, I was doing all, like, I'm doing all these things for my kids. So the there's a small difference in, like, Brittany and me. So as my followers know, I'm a single mom. So, like, the quality time I do have with my kids is literally, like, what, like, it's not any more more valuable than with Brittany. But, like, if I'm not with him, I don't have another adult that is.
Right. Nobody is. If you're not there, no one is. There's no option for someone else. Oh, you're frozen. I don't know if she can hear me or not. She's frozen, though. It's still counting. We're still live. She's just a little bit frozen. So I'll just keep talking. I think she can actually leave the broadcast and come back. So we'll see what works out for her. But just to kind of take a deeper dive into that, because I feel like a lot of you will resonate with that, of like, I feel like I'm doing this business for my kids, but I feel like I'm also seeing them less. This comes from firm boundaries in your business. So I know sometimes it's easy to blame a leader or blame the profession when you're spending too much time, with your face in your phone, but that is a decision that you are making. You are allowing yourself to be on the phone that much. You are allowing the business to be more important than your family. You are making, maybe it's a subconscious decision, but you are making a decision to put your business and your phone and your social media over your family. So you have to find the healthy balance, not even a balance, but the healthy boundaries around business time is business time and family time is family time. And that has to be a non-negotiable for you, no matter what your leader says, your sign line says, your company says, the CEO says. For me, my non-negotiable, just to give you a really quick example, one of my non-negotiables, Leslie's back. Okay, so I'll finish this, then we'll go back to questions. One of my non-negotiable healthy boundaries that I have now created is dropping my kids off at school and picking them up every single day. Every single day, distraction-free. So unless I am out of state, it is a non-negotiable that I drop my kids off at school and I pick them up. That's a non-negotiable. So that's just an example. It's little tiny things that, like, they're not going to remember if I don't drop them off at school 2 days. But, like, it is a boundary that I have set, and I'm disrespecting my own boundaries if I fold into the hustle pressure instead of holding strong with my boundaries. So hopefully for those of you that resonate and kind of feel that pull back and forth between hustle and family, hopefully that provides some value for you guys.
What's up, guys? My phone overheated, y'all. Like, listen, Oklahoma, it's...
In October?
Oklahoma in October, my phone overheated. I had it on my dash mount, and so the sun's like directly coming in. So it is what it is. Thankfully, we utilized StreamYard, so it kept you going, and it didn't completely shut us down.
Nope, we're good. Keep ground rolling.
Woo! So thank you for, you know, I'm sure you provided all the value while I literally clicked my freaking truck on and like full blasted air conditioner with my phone up to the thing. And I was like, come on, you can do it. So yeah, I don't even remember exactly where I was, but I know I was kind of saying, like, my realization was that, like, as a single mom, I knew, like, those times that I was having the arguments like that, they didn't have anyone else to go to. And so I was literally leaving, like, I kind of had this moment where I'm like, man, I'm just leaving them sitting in another room by themselves all the time.
Yeah.
And that was a big shift in it, because it kind of, like, one of the shifts, and like you had said, I'm going to try to put this back in the window. I have the air point on it, but I feel really weird trying to hold it and talk, because I'm a hands talker.
Yes.
So, hopefully we do not overheat, but it would come down to, like, Granger and Hunter would specifically ask for me to spend time with them, but without my phone. They're like, can you just leave it inside, or can you do it without working? And I realized that my quality time that I was trying to give them, so I didn't feel guilt in my business, was also not full quality time. So then when I was actually trying to work my business, they were still bugging me. And like you said, driving me insane.
Right.
And I was just yelling all the time. Like, could you just let me work? Could you just let me work? Like, and so it was, again, the very negative, and not what I wanted. So that's like, I mean, you talked about communication. I actually did a full podcast this morning that I published about this whole thing and just how much that communication, I don't care how young your kids are. Like they are way more aware than you think they are. I mean, mm-hmm. when Granger was 4 years old and he's asking me to not like to play with him without my phone, like they know, and they know, like I was trying to make excuses with, but I'm giving y'all a movie before bedtime every night. Like this is our time, but I would be on my phone during the movie, even though they're laying with me and they're snuggling with me. They were very aware that I was not actually giving them that time. And again, mm-hmm. I felt like something was missing. Like I started hating my, running my business and working because I had that missing link, and it came down to like, I was doing all this work for them to give them this time, yet I wasn't giving them that time. So my second question for you was, what would be your biggest tip? Cause we've kind of been in this like progressive, like shifting to the hustle with boundaries kind of stage and prioritizing family without allowing them to be an excuse. What would be your number one tip for someone that's stuck in that hustle culture, and feeling all the guilt and they're having a hard time shifting to the, to break free of that, that guilt and that just go, go, go.
That's funny because that's like almost exactly the question I was going to ask you. So after I give my answer, same question back to you.
Okay.
So I feel like if you're someone who feels like you're stuck in this hustle culture and there is no like family time or time flexibility, one, I would ask you to go back and think about, why did you originally join this business? Why did you originally start building online? If it was for money, and you have the money now, why are you still here? Are you here to further your finances? Are you here to create more experiences with your kids? Are you here to be more present or more flexible? Like, what are you actually here for? Because here's the thing. I've had conversations with a lot of leaders throughout our organization, and they have this now that they have achieved a certain level of success, that those points or volume or customer number or recruit number is now their new definition of what my best looks like. But what we don't calculate when we're looking at just the business is we don't calculate the family time that we're missing. We don't calculate our mental health. We don't calculate the joy or lack thereof or the happiness that we're missing out of. We don't calculate those things when we're simply looking at the peaks of our business. So if you're stuck into this, in this hustle and grind and sacrifice, blood, sweat, tears, running on fumes while your mental health is trash, I would challenge you to actually take an extra step back and look at the whole picture of your life. Look at the peak of your business, but also look at the peak of your business where your mental health was the best. And it's not going to be where your customers were the highest and recruits were the highest. So I can almost guarantee you, your mental health was trash. You weren't taking care of yourself. You weren't getting good quality sleep. You weren't showering enough. You weren't eating the right amount of like the right, good, healthy foods for you. So think about, where was the peak of your business along with the peak of your joy and your happiness and your mental health? Because if both were not on point, it wasn't your best month in business, no matter what the numbers show. So take a step back and think, where were my numbers the best along with my mental health and my happiness? And that needs to be my goal of where I want to get back to. And then how do I push that forward while maintaining my mental health and maintaining my business and just increasing that by 10% rather than trying to reach this unrealistic number or goal when your mental health was trash anyway. So it wasn't actually your best month in business because your life wasn't good, even though your business looks great.
Woo. I'm gonna follow up with that.
My question actually is like, what is one specific action? Let me change the question a little bit. What is one specific action that you took that helped you shift from all hustle, and maybe not even to where you're at right now, but like almost the first little baby steps that you took to shift from like 90% business to 10% family to maybe shift it even that first 10% to get you on track to where you are now?
All right. So I'm going to start with this. This is kind of like a trick thing here, because if you are not someone that can be disciplined or very self-aware, then it's not going to work for you. You got to go work on that first. But for me, it was letting go of having to be on everything, everywhere, all the time. Because I definitely, if I didn't show up for a Zoom, whether it was Brittany's team Zoom or another Zoom or one for our entire, like, the empire, whatever it was, I felt really guilty in that I was letting everyone else down. And here's the thing is I had to make the realization that I'm running this business for me, not for everyone else. This is my business. And so once I stopped showing up based on the expectations of everyone else and was able to be like, I can't be on that Zoom, I'm sorry. This, like, and stop feeling the need to explain, like, over explain why. Like, you can ask Brittany, like, for a long time there, I was like, I can't be on this, like, this Zoom, and here's like a freaking paragraph as to why. Like, I didn't need to justify that to her. She's just like, okay, like, cool, like, do what you need to do, girl, prioritize, you know, like, whatever is the most, like, it did just, yeah. So, once I was able to let go of the need for me to show up, and this goes back to like those corporate America type jobs, is you're so structured to you have to call in, right? If you're not going to be there, you have to call in. And I just actually kind of had this triggered in my head. So here's an example of that, like, toxic thing. There is, I remember there was a snowstorm. I worked at Chili's as a waitress for like 6 or 7 years, and there was a really bad snowstorm. And if y'all are familiar with Oklahoma, it's not just snowstorm. It's ice, then it's snow. And then usually that melts and puts more ice, and then you get snow on top of that. And so I had a 30-something mile drive to my job. I called and they were like, no, we need you to be here. We need you to be here, blah, blah, blah. And I needed the job. Like, I couldn't just be like, okay, peace out. Like, it was my life versus the job. And unfortunately at that time, like, I put my job over my life. So I didn't even make it a full 10 miles on my way there and ended up, losing control on a hill. I remember going into the other lane, and I could specifically, like, I don't know how, like, cause how do you notice kids in the backseat? But I saw the kid in the backseat of that car. And so I like pulled my truck like hard the other way to try to get it away from that car. Cause all I could think about was hitting that car with that kid in it. And I ended up in a ditch, blah, blah, blah. My mom and my grandpa had to come out and get me. I called them and was like, hey, I was just in a wreck, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, okay, so when can you get here? Like, how late are you going to be? Like, what? And so anyways, that kind of pulls into like the mindset that I had for so long in this business, was that there are no excuses. You have to be there. Your family, your life, your whatever isn't the priority. Like, you have to be here. And that was something I had to learn through, and break free of. And so once I was able to just let go of showing up for everyone else and showing up for me, whatever that looked like for me, is when I was really able to make the massive shifts. And again, going back to how I said, self-awareness and discipline is, yes, there's times I'm not on Zooms, but I then take the time during my work hours to go and watch the replays, because you're not going to grow your business unless you are continuously growing, staying a student and doing the things to learn more. But you have to have that self-awareness of whether you are making an excuse not to show up and just saying it's because of your family, or if you actually need to be present with your family and then having the discipline to go back and do it later. For example, I use this example on my podcast this morning when I was doing it, is that there are times, like, technically after so right now it's usually like 5:30. After 5:30 is my kids' time, non-negotiable. And so there's been times we've had things planned that I've missed our team meetings on, Tuesday nights, But the difference is that if I'm, yes, that's my scheduled time for them, but if they are happy and content playing in the other room without me, like, I can get on that training. Like, that would be an example of me just using them as an excuse not to get on, even though they're outside playing, not even acknowledging that I exist. But if we're actively doing something that we plan together, then give them that quality time and go watch the replay. So it just comes really down to being self-aware and calling your own self on your bullshit, whether you are actually prioritizing that quality time with your family or you're using them as an excuse not to show up.
That's so good. I love that. I think it's a perfect example of, as parents, we are always given the opportunity to use our kids as an excuse. Always. You can just say, oh, my kid's sick. Can't. No one's checking up on you. So you can always use your kids as an excuse. But your children cannot be your excuse as to why you can't, and also the reason why you say that you do. So you have to decide in every single moment, am I doing this for my kids or am I using them as an excuse not to have to? Because the only people that are affected by you using your children as an excuse is you and your children. Your leader isn't affected. Your sign line's not affected. Most of the time, your downline's not even affected because they have their own goal, mission, and focus. They're going to keep doing what they're doing. But you and your children are going to be affected if you continue to use them as an excuse instead of using them as a powerful force to propel you forward out of your comfort zone. And like Leslie said, hold yourself accountable and be disciplined in your business in order to get the results that you want. So it is possible to hustle and work really hard and make sacrifices. You're still going to have to make some sacrifices in your life. It's not just going to be rainbows and butterflies because all of a sudden you set boundaries and life is good. There's still going to be hustle and sacrifice and work and grind, and you're still going to have to get uncomfortable. But if you want to grow your business and also have a stable, like, family life and mental health, you're going to have to create boundaries and be responsible to uphold those boundaries and stand firm on your non-negotiables. It's not somebody else's responsibility to hold you firm on your own boundaries or to even like agree with your boundaries. Like, I don't need you to support my non-negotiables. They are what they are. This isn't up for discussion. This isn't a vote. We're not putting a poll out there and saying, is this an acceptable boundary or not? I'm not asking for your opinion. It's not about other people's feelings. My boundaries are for myself and my protection and my family. The same way that Leslie's boundaries are for her and her family, because the whole reason she does this business is not for me, is not for her downline. When it comes down to it, you do this business for you and your family, because almost every single business, if you stop getting paid, you would stop doing the work to grow the business. So when it comes down to it, it really is about you and your own and what can you do to protect them in order to keep your business a long, sustainable building business, so they have it as part of their legacy and their future as well.
Whew. All right. All right. Well, anybody else feel a fire? That's all the questions I had for you specifically. Did you have anything else for me or?
I think that's good. I think we got them with a good like 23, 25 minutes.
Yeah, that was good. I just really want to reiterate that you can build a business and keep your family a priority. That's something that's so toxic in this industry and social media in general. Mm-hmm. And I really do love that we've made a massive shift in our team in promoting that more and trying to heal that in a lot of people, because I know a lot of people that follow me are very red and very hustle and very grind, and then they hold all that guilt just like I did. And I've been happier in my last year since the beginning. The real massive shift happened at the beginning of this year, and since the beginning of this year I've been a lot more happier in my business than I have the other 3 years. And that's not saying I wasn't happy in general. I was happy.
Sure.
But I could have been happier.
Yes.
So there's always things, and it just comes down to that self-discipline and self-awareness and doing what you know needs to be done. So thank you so, so much for coming on here with me. You definitely spit some fire for them, and I hope that it really made some others just realize that you can be a mom and you can work a business and you can have what you want. You just have to set the boundaries.
Yep.
While keeping the hustle. So thank you so much for coming on. Thank you guys for tuning in. I love and appreciate you all. And we're going to jump off here. Hope you have an amazing, amazing day.
Bye, guys.